And we ask you to stay tuned and listen to the life-giving teaching of Imam Murad Muhammad, who will be coming on now. So stay tuned. Thank you. Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 8 o'clock p.m. my time. And I'm going to say it's a pleasure and an honor. I see that my beloved brother Musa has returned back home where he was traveling. And I'm quite sure the brothers and sisters are very pleased of him spending the weekend with them. And he is back and always give a very good coupon. And we appreciate his ability and his desire to want to do what he does. He's a perfect example of a human being. When people get older than 70, they feel they're old. And sometimes our bodies, brothers and sisters, does not operate the way we would love for it to operate, but we are never old. For the human being does not get old. It's all in your mind if you feel old. There's some people who will tell you, my uncle, he said he wasn't old and he passed away at 104. Well, if you think he's something, you should see my grandpa. My grandpa, he didn't pass away to 106. And that's a living example. You ain't as old as you feel. But we are young in our future and the nature in which God has created us to be. And when you come to that understanding, you don't let Satan that you are old. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us that we should work all the way to our grave. We did. Every time you wake up, you're alive. And you should be thankful that you're alive. I witnessed a young lady that when she was young, she had one leg much larger than the other. It's some type of a disease. I wouldn't have seen it if I wasn't on the internet. And now she probably weighs, if I had to judge her, she's over 200 pounds. It could be 260, 270. In one leg, she's about 400. The other leg is okay. The right side of her is okay. It's that left leg that's giving her a problem. I believe it's the left leg, whichever leg it is. It's a disease that we don't know exists, and today they haven't found a cure to it. On Sunday, on Block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, we have a young lady named Dr. O. And Dr. O doesn't understand why what she knows is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And the Imam Musa, because of his technical ability, is able to play her even if she cannot come on. But I don't care, brothers and sisters, if you heard her way of talking to us. It's alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And she talks about the things that we can do for ourselves without meds and our physicians telling us how we should govern ourselves. She used the phrase that we are our own physician first. for anyone else. And I'm quite sure there is something in the system of the human being that if she would eat properly, she probably may be able to at least feel better than she does. I don't believe it's too late. I don't believe it is too late. But she's surviving mentally. She drives, she goes visit her girlfriend, she dances, and she lives a normal life. But when people see that lady, they can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. It looks like it's not human. Her leg, her feet, her ankles, it's just unbelievable. But what motivated me is that there was a book that was written by Jabbar Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, in Grand Paradise. The book was The Weapon of the Prophet. And if you read that book, everything in that book you may not accept. But there's a lot of things that does make sense. And let me see if I can recollect. I read that book from front cover to the back. Sold a lot of it. And it was a story about why did Allah create us? And it went on to say, and I'm paraphrasing it, that an ugly human prayed that they can look like a good-looking human when they see that good-looking human. And a good-looking human prayed that they never be ugly as that ugly human. A blind man can't see. So in his intellectual mind, he prayed he can see like you can see, all of us that can see, Allah. And when you see a blind man that you can see, you pray you will never be blind like that blind man. If you see one ill and sick, the one that's not sick will pray that he will never be sick as that person. Person that's sick will pray that he would be healthy as you are. Tall man looks at a short man and said, oh, Lord, don't allow me to be short like him. And the short man said, oh, God, I pray that I can be as tall as him. A very intelligent individual look at an unintelligent person and said, thank you, Lord, that I'm not like that one. And the one that tells it says to his Lord, oh, Lord, let me be as intelligent as he is. A rich man don't ever want to be poor like most of us. And a poor man prays to be rich like the rich man. And it goes on. But at the end it says, why did God create us? It has nothing to do with the way you look. And how good looking or how ugly you may be, how intelligent or how unintelligent you may be, how rich and how unrich you may be. What God is saying, why did I create you? For your obedience to me. There it is. So accept yourself. This is who you are. And you're supposed to stand up for yourself because this is a temporary world. They don't tell you that. This is a temporary world. We all have to make it to Jannah, paradise. For Allah creates us different from one another. Never know intelligent until you see unintelligent. You wouldn't turn on the internet and see things as if that young lady who she's going through what she's going through, you thank God that you're not like that. And her motivation is she believes she can be like you. So she's struggling. But Allah doesn't judge that. He judges the one who's most obedient to him. We all owe God a debt. And you can't cry about who you are in this world. You have to survive because we all have the same ingredients internally. Everything internally submits to the will of God. Your intellect is not in tune with your elementary, the nature in which you was created. You got away from that. You got out of your spirit. And because you got out of your spirit, you are now in Satan's world. Remember, and I've said it many times on Block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Murad Speaks, I've said it over and over and over and over that we all owe a debt to God. And because we owe that debt to God, we have to pay him back with goodness and kindness and obedience to him. And we all have the same ingredients, whether we like it or not. We all are the children of Adam. Keep in mind that Allah asked the angels to bow down in submission, as well as the jinn. And Sajda. Make Sajda prayer, he asked them. Oh, Iblis didn't want to make Sajda. I'm not bowing down to mud and dirt. Allah said, wait until I breathe into Adam some of my spirit. There it is. You got out of your spirit. Nobody's bowing down to you. You got out of your spirit and you go down into animal kingdom. That's the flesh. You take on the flesh. And the flesh is Satan. And the animals down there saying, what are you doing down here, human? I'm going to use this metaphor because I got so many accolades in using it. When you feed your body poison, the body craves for what you put in them, like a drug addict. That's the best thing I can tell you, is a drug addict. I can tell you, honestly, brothers and sisters, that drug that you are taking craves for it. You put it in there, you the head. And you down there in animal kingdom, you're a drug addict. But you don't want to be a drug addict. Ask a drug addict, you just don't want to quit. But he wants to quit. But the body won't let him quit because the body don't listen to him no more. He gave up. So they don't want to be bothered with him. They want that drug you gave them. So the body craves for it. The intellectual mind said, I'm only going to spend $100. That's it. Then he comes back, you spend another $100. And he comes back, you spend another $100. And he comes back and you spend $100. Why he keep coming back? Because he cannot grasp the understanding that he's in charge, and he gave up. And because he gave up, the body craves for the drug, and you give that body that drug. So he doesn't listen to you anymore. You must take a step, for Allah takes two. And something tells you when you're down there on Skid Row, when you fell victim to this society, and you hook on drugs, the mind is saying, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of this condition. So the mind now began to come back into the nature in which it was created. And when it comes back, the body knows it. Says, oh, he's back. Oh, big head is back. And you control that large earth that you see in the mirror. It could be tall, it could be wide, it could be thin, but it's bigger. The body is bigger than the head, but the head controls, because why? You are now in your elephantra. So you say to the heart, can you go and tell that obedient servant to God what he ought to do? The heart said, I can't tell him that. He's in charge. You talk to him. You see, because why? The entire creation of you, brother, you, sister, I is now your intellectual mind, which is the greatest gift that God could give us. You are now submissive to the word of God. You don't look like an addict no more. You don't look like a junkie no more. You don't look like you're down on Skid Row no more. You know, revolve yourself. You're your own doctor, your own physician. You can help yourself. But you have to get up and search and realize all that poison that you put in your system doesn't deserve to be there. You're made out of earth. You got to put earthy things that comes from the earth back into you. That's important. So now you're back. You're back into your spirit that God has breathed into you. And now you can make it in society. See, that's the reality of life. It's just not being taught. But you have opportunity. Allah sends you books and messengers, which is prophets to us, sent you men. Sent you his creation. Well, we all believe in Allah's creation. Look in the mirror, that's Allah's creation. I'm Murad Muhammad, and I'm your host tonight. And I'm going to see if, in fact, I can share with you some of my knowledge that I have studied hard to want to give back. I don't get paid for this. But it surely builds barricades that I can cash it in on the final day of judgment. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds. We thank Allah for giving us a gift, a mercy to all humanity in Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam wa salatu al-Kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salakallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, once again, I want to thank our brother Musa. And I am very ecstatic that he is home. He went away because the brothers wanted him there and the sisters wanted him there. He deserved to travel. He deserved to be amongst a great deal of us. Us being the African Americans, our children don't know that one exists like himself, the great grandson of Booker T. Washington. And he represents his grandpa tremendously. And this is what we are to do. I saw a young lady on the internet spoke very, very distinctly, and she was the granddaughter of her grandpa, and she went to the Senate, and she was very articulate, and she was showing them that you all don't understand the intelligence that God has given the African American that went through 400 years of slavery. For Allah permitted that to happen for a reason. Again, brothers and sisters, it's very difficult in a short period of time to enlighten you why we went through slavery like we did. Now, our ancestors suffered. But our ancestors made a covenant with God and said that they will go through this hell, Lord, but take care of my offsprings. And if we know anything about Harriet Tubman, you will find out that that female had a gift with no education. She knew how to trick the white man because she used to carry a gun. And you thought she had that gun to kill people. No, she had that gun to point at you all that was too afraid to leave slavery and go free. So when the female or the male decide they're going back to old Charlie, she will point that gun at your head and say, leave and I will kill you. Why? Why is she threatening them with a gun? Because if you go back, there's no more can come out of slavery. We was enslaved, brothers and sisters. We never came here as slaves. They put us in slavery. So she was able to bring over 300 people out of slavery until she lost her life. Key factor was they were looking for her. They wanted her. They wanted to kill her. So they were looking for a female. She's dressed up like a man. And instead of her taking the rules that she might have gotten caught, no, she went on the short rules. And she used to carry not a gun, she used to carry a chicken. And when the white man come by and the horses, she would drop her chicken like it got away, and she'd be chasing the chicken and flopping her hand trying to get the chicken back. And when the slave master would come over to the horses, he said, oh, I got to get my slave master his chicken. He can't lose his chicken. And she flopped like a chicken, and they laughing at her. Never asked her that she had a piece of paper. She didn't have a piece of paper because she was already free. But she faked them out. Because if they had asked for the paper and she didn't have it, she would be a dead man, a dead woman. Oh, she knew how to play tricks because she was free, but she didn't feel like she was free because the people around her, the people around her, brothers and sisters, she didn't know. Even though they were their brothers, it wasn't her family, and her family was still in slavery. So she washed clothes, she did the mess, she was able to keep her money. So she saved her money up and got a nice home. And she kept going back, and yet she did get her family free. They died as free men. But someone told on Harriet Tubman, the black man, gave up. Because he thought it was the best thing to do. But Harriet Tubman made us, and I always say she'd be talking to me. I can hear her. And I wasn't born around her age, and I wasn't in that era. I wasn't born in slavery. So how do I hear her? When I see people like the people she talks about, said, don't give me too much accolades. I could have freed more slaves if they didn't believe they were slaves. We was too fearful of leaving the slave master. However, people around the world talking about America should pay us. And you got senators saying it's not about money. It's about money. Money is their God. But they say, we shouldn't have money. Why? They don't want us to have money. They don't want us to have money because look what we did with no money. You ever go to their projects? You ever see them little boxes? Five people in an apartment that is someone's living room? Eight families on the floor? Eight floors in the building? 64 people moving by 228 people on one side, seven apartments. You talking about 1,000 apartments? Some had 6 children, 7 children. That's a lot of people. Didn't want us to read nor write. The gold is the average Caucasian have to be worth $250,000. That's the job. Get them their own home so they can leave it to their family members, not the black man. Make sure he's worth $8. We don't see this. We don't see this at all. Everybody can't play football. Everybody can't play basketball. Magic Johnson was paid well to run the Lakers. He walked away. People say he's a damn fool. No, Magic wants to be free. Don't you understand, brothers and sisters, that Magic Johnson had AIDS? That's what he said. But because he came out, he made a lot of people with AIDS feel better about themselves. He is so healthy, you don't even know if he ever had AIDS. But he was happy with his wife. He was happy with his family. Now, he'd been through that trial, but then he had a son that decided that didn't know was he a man or a woman. Did he dislike his son? He loves his son. His wife loves the son. That's the son's burden, but that's still their child. That didn't disturb him. The great basketball player is now over top of one of the baddest teams in the history of the NBA. But he wasn't happy. That's everything. And he walked on top. And I don't care what you say, for him to deliver LeBron James is like the guy that sits in Nike. His name slips my recollection. He fouled Michael Jordan. And Nike is the happiest organization in the history of companies. Yes, that man will have a lifetime guaranteed job. Look where he brought him. So he brought him LeBron James. If he knew how to do it, he could play the whole game by himself. But he's human. And he walked away. And people are knocking him. When you're not happy, brothers and sisters, it's a sad thing to come home and you ain't happy because your wife disturbs you. It's a sad thing. I can't say vice versa because the home is the wife's. So you got to come there. That's her home. I have never seen a man tell a woman to get out, but women tell men to get out, and they pay for everything. That's their home. Rightfully so. Gotta go, boy. So Magic, I compliment him. I salute him. And I'm going to call him and tell him. He said, I want to do what makes me happy. He builds businesses in the black community so y'all can have things that you normally cannot have. And most of your athletes cannot do that. You better not put that money back in that community. They'll get rid of you. It's true. I don't care what you say. Go check it out. All the money that Beyonce and Jay-Z has, they can take one city. It's one city. And that city look different. Look at the brother that just got murdered. Yes, he did. Got murdered. But look what he's building. That was too much for a black man. They don't want you to do that. Not with their money. You made your money rapping. So they killed him, own his own business. They can't afford that to happen. Too many of you all getting rich, you take over. What do you think why they're killing our children in the streets? You think it's accidental? They really believe that you're going to take over. And so, therefore, they're killing you with meds. They're killing you with these needles that they stick in you, calling yourself vaccination. And some of them believe, oh, no, we have to have this. No, you do not. You don't have to have anything foreign that shoots in your body or in your child's and saying that we're going to be okay. I know things are happening in the world. They doing to the weather. Look what they doing to the earth. Look how they pay thousands of farmers. Why? Because they don't want you to eat healthy. So they make money in growing food in a factory. Your beets and your products are coming out of a factory. Kentucky Fried Chicken can't say Kentucky no more. Because look at the steroids he shoots in his chicken and you eat it. Why? Subliminal seduction. Kentucky Fried Chicken. We created the chicken and we made the colonel wealthy, not rich. They ain't never cooked no chicken during slavery. That's us. So they took everything from us. They made sure that we are not architects, carpenters, contractors, developers. We built this country. We had the knowledge. They learned it and then stopped us. Shut our farmers down. So we don't have no farm. Why? Because we're not together collectively. And you can give the Native Indians money, you can give the Jews money, and you can give everybody but not the black man who suffered for over 400 years because something is special about us. And I like using this metaphor. We had our own black basketball league, black football league. We had black everything. Call us monkeys the way we played basketball, but they were so dead and shooting set shots and couldn't bounce the ball. They said, let that black man in. And he came in, putting it between his legs, around his back, and dumping it. Whoa, we don't dominate the NBA. They called us to play in baseball. They hit a triple and get thrown out by the time they get to first base. That's how slow they were. We come in, butt it, get on first, steal second, steal third, and come home. They don't like that. So they went and got the Latinos. And the Latinos want to think that they different than us. No, they Africans. They speak a different language. They got us all confused. Come from Africa. You just was dropped off in Puerto Rico. They made that part of America. You in Spain. How you get there? You think you white. Yeah, okay, they showing you how white you are, Mexican. Something's wrong with this picture, but they understand that this black man that arrived here in North America, something is special. Well, our ancestors prayed, oh, Lord, I'll suffer the balance of suffering, Lord. I will accept a man that bleeds like me, gets sick like me, and same earth goes on him, goes on me, Lord. Is this what you want me to do, to be the sacrifice lamb? I accept, care my offspring. Do we pray for them? They pray for us, but do we pray for them? No, some of us too selfish, and some of us don't know to take a dua. I do it every night. I ask Allah, oh Allah, separate their faults from their goodness as thou separate the east from the west and grant our ancestors the hereafter. This is a temporary world. You're going to go through trial and error. Now look at us today. Today they all are fearful of the African American. They took our language away from us. They took our culture away from us. They took our nationality away from us. Our brothers and sisters, they took our little babies, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers away from us, our fathers away from us. Yes, they took our God away from us. We don't even speak our own language. They made us 3/5 of a human being. That's it. And you wonder why. You know, you got to have 5/5, but it looks like we go and drink a fifth. That fifth we're looking for, we just drink it. What are you going to get, man? I'm going to get me a fifth. You know, we play the name game. Satan plays that name game. But I'm saying to you, we don't understand that we are blessed. we are impeccable in our capabilities, and they know it. That's why they want to kill you, because they think you're going to grow up and be just like them. And they don't want that for their children, so kill them. How are you going to kill them? Well, kill them with education. How are you going to kill them? Well, kill them with all this sport and play. How are you going to kill them? Kill them and make sure they don't control nothing they do. Isn't that amazing? Well, you sing the blues, they control it. If you sing R&B, they control it. If you sing rapping, they control it. They control everything. How do they control something they could not do? They couldn't do it. How do they control? Because they want to keep us as sophisticated slaves. Oh, you can buy a mansion. You can have these sexual parties. You can have all these luxury, but you cannot help your own people. Today, if you add up all the athletes, all the entertainers, put them together, they are worth $1 trillion. Collectively, yes. Individually, they're still mentally dead, dumb, and blind. Easily. Because you haven't built anything, and they will not allow them to build. Will not. And they want to make Tuskegee under their control. And Booker T. Washington built men of minds, of building, and do for self. That was his school, Tuskegee Institute. They want to change it to Tuskegee University. And hopefully 20, 30 years from now, you wouldn't even know a black man controlled that school. Washington Carver, he went and recruited him. He ain't going to recruit a football player, a basketball player. He went and recruited a man with common sense, intelligence, and a gift that God has given him. So they don't want us rich because we'll take over. Here comes Omar, is doing more, a female, doing more than the brothers that call themselves politicians. Listen to me. Now that I'm talking about it, in these cities across the country, 99%, you can find 1%, 99% is controlled by the people who put them there. They don't care about war. They don't care about who they're killing, care about not being able to give you anything. How is it, brothers and sisters? Just tell me, how is it that when the Italians take over, the Italian people rule? When the Irishmen take over, the Irish people rule. When the Jews take over, the Jews rule. Everybody rules. Because why? Is their nationality. Soon as a black man gets in office, everybody rules but us. And don't go to him, I don't want to play favoritism. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with me, Grand Paradise. You know what he said? If you get in position, explore it to the maximum, because one day you're not going to be there. Now, I know people talking about Obama. Well, that's between him and his Lord. Now, if he could have did much more, then Allah would judge him. But at least he gave people that didn't have insurance. He don't do nothing else. And more important, he motivated a whole lot of black people running for president of the United States. See, that they do not like. So they're changing the rules already. My sister, I want to say this to you. This myth that men around the world don't have more than one wife is only here in America. I don't care what you say. You do your homework. That Caucasian said to that slave master, we own all this land, and you screwing that heifer, and she's being pregnant while them children coming out looking like us. So I'm telling you right now, brown, green, Culpepper, whatever that slave master's name, I'm telling you right now, make them illegitimate children. Yes, Martha. Wait a minute. There's no illegitimate child that came out of the womb of that heifer can come here 1,000 years from now and say they claim my own. Come out of that, from that man's seed, you are entitled to his wealth. What? You lose his child. No. And then that didn't stick. One wife only. They said make them 3/5 of a human being. That means you are animal in America. You are product in America. You're not in the the Declaration of Independence. You're not in there. It wasn't written for you or me. But because they fear for 30 million might get together, they're trying to keep us calm. There's one woman here. And because they love you, they don't want you to come back and try to claim their estate. You just think about that. That white woman was smart. But when you go out the country, this one is married, that one, this one is married, right? It ain't got nothing but marriage and children. Here, you don't even want to have a child. Religion. What is religion? We in Islam, we believe that we have a debt to God. All that is good things that he has given us in this world. Deen means debt. We owe God a debt. The things that we can enjoy that comes out of the earth that we need for our lives, we would not have living. We would not have to live in this world. We didn't have to exist. We exist in this world, brothers and sisters, so that makes we a part of this world. And if you don't believe that, you got a problem. So religion is a necessity. And some chose Judaism, man chose Christianity, and Allah, God, chose Al-Islam. Check it out. It's Al-Islam. Allah says, I prefer it. That you want religion. As a Muslim, we believe in matter of all things. When it says matter, we believe in the existence of God, the creation, the whole creation. Religious people call it creation. We believe in unity. We call it when we believe the unity of God in our religion of Islam, the unity reflects of God's will. We call it Tawheed. Tawheed. We believe it is only one God. Tawheed is the beginning. If there's only one God, that's the Arabic word for Tawheed. In existence begins, there's only but one God. And Allah's existence has no beginning and no ending. And he is in the creation with no change, as he is the beginning of his will, always will be. Allah will always be who he is. In our religion, nothing can approach him. Nothing resembles him. There's no image of him. This is what we believe in our religion. And so what you have today that I heard, and I believe I will speak about this on Tuesday when I have 2 hours, is that we're reading to the people the physical. So I'm saying to all of you that listens to me, yes, you see these stories. It's a picture. Let me give you this metaphor. There's four women. And if you judge the woman by the way she looked, some men like black women, the black of the women, the old saying, the black, sweeter the juice is the black of the juice, something like that, but you got it. Black is very sweet as the woman could be. And some men like women with long, silky hair, tall, and fair skin. And some men like women built like a Pepsi-Cola bottle. But they don't want them tall, they want them short. Some women like heavy women. Some men like heavy. And some women like petite women. But which one of those women would you choose? Because if you choose them by the way they look, you don't know what the hell you got. She could be the most gorgeous woman on earth. And you chose her because she looks just like you. Oh, my God. So how do you judge that thing? Her character is everything. So this to me, as a young man, he said, yeah. How could you tell the virgin? I said, yes. When you enter, I can't get in. You know she's a virgin. So they laugh. I said, why are you laughing? Well, how do you get in? I said, that's smart. That's not how you judge her. I said, you judge her innocence. I said, if she drops her eyes, she's innocent. If she can't look you in the face when she's talking to you and she's in the car, she's innocent. If she likes to touch her and she's shaking, she's innocent. He said, oh. I said, that's a character. She's in her right state. She hasn't been abused. But now you have to read them. Always remember, son, entering into her body is one thing. She will forget you and go to the next one. And she can forget you and go to the next one. And she can forget it. She doesn't like your father. Nature.
I'll go on right now.
This is to the intellectual mind. And you win her heart. You got her. And she prays that you will come back. And that woman will be blown on to you because she don't know why it touched her but you. Some go for stupid things. Some go and they know their husband shouldn't be in jail. And they will maintain their sanity among one man. That's heaven. Even before she in a virgin, everything new. What is the old woman talking? Creation is in us. You get down there. Oh.
He says, stay on the line at 8:10. He'll stop the recording. That's what he says right there. You said, yes, 8:10. Okay. You won't need to dial in again.
Okay.
Stay on that line, and at 8:10, I will stop the recording, and then you are clear to start. You said, I'll go on right now. Because he already told you to stay on the line.
Then you divorce her again. You said, didn't close for a second. Yes, you did. She come back, you take her back. Then it's too disturbing. And you don't want to abuse her out there. But you're trying to take her back. You can't. According to Allah. See the world. And if he's successful, it was your fault. If he's not successful, then it's your fault. Now you can take a bath. Words, so you can get it in the Quran, you better not abuse her. Why? You never addressed that. You all know the wife you married might have came off of 42nd Street. Allah didn't address that. You don't know if she was a sex maniac, enough for as they call it. Allah doesn't dress that, brother. So isn't that telling you something that we all can come back to Al Fitra? That Allah makes you new as the best woman you could ever have. Because this is a temporary world. What have you done? She don't know your background. She don't know all the things you have done. So when you come into the Atlas Fitcher and the nature, no one can touch that. Satan can't touch it. You can't touch it. You're not going to change the nature of the human being. You're not going to change the spirit. You can get out of it. You can get out of that spirit, but you cannot touch it. This is Al-Islam. And all you females, if you would just see Al-Islam for his true self, you wouldn't have no problem. Stay in paradise, brothers and sisters. Study the religion and open your heart to all humanity. And find you a mate. Because that's the way we came in this world. As one. One soul. One ummah. One God. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I thank you for listening. If I say anything to hurt anybody, it wasn't mine. If I said anything that's not correct, I'm human. I make mistakes. But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your picture and nature in which you was created, and revert back to your taqwa, your God conscious, and be obedient to Allah, give him that credit. Don't give me that credit. I greet you from our father Adam, our logical father, from our father Abraham, of the intellectual mind of all nations, to our brother Jesus, to our brother Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and from the words from the Holy Quran. Only Allah gave us this word, and that is, Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening.
And now, brothers and sisters, it is our pleasure to bring on live Imam Murad Muhammad and his guest. If he has a guest tonight, this is Brother Imam Musa, and we are going to know at this time, turn the program over to our sponsor, our mentor, our dear brother, Murad Muhammad. Brother Murad Muhammad, I know we're a little bit early, but I have to move in right now because I have to move on to the next show I have. So I hope this is not too much of an inconvenience, but thank you.
No, it's very convenient, and I thank you, Brother Imam Musa, Muslim Mabui. I want to say to you out there in audience land that technology is a necessity. It's not a luxury, brothers and sisters. And I'm only going to speak for a few minutes because we have sometimes difficulties with our technology. Important, we have difficulties with you not knowing technology. And when you're changing your phone, sometimes they make mistakes and don't allow you to have the necessities that you have on your cellular phones. Now, the hard lines have become obsolete, but it's not. It is a phone that doesn't have that interruption. But more important, when you do things by the computer is a very strong, and most of us don't know it, and it doesn't make you unintelligent. I can tell you, I know some very powerful lawyers. I'm talking about billionaires, and they won't touch the computer. They only use the computer. They only use texting and tweeting and all that other stuff. But they're highly intelligent. They are able to know the law and know how to force the law and know how to get justice. Because that's what you're supposed to do when you go to college. You learn. You learn about certain things. And you stay in that field. But you, today, in the 21st century, this technology is growing. It's like being a doctor. If you're a doctor and you don't go back to school two or three times a year to study what? New medicine, new technology, in order to bring you out of the situation that you and I could be in. And so doctors sometimes don't study that. So here comes specialists, lances, herbs. Herbs, we are earthly people. And herbs can help you because why? You're earthly. They don't like that because herbs do not make billionaires. So they found out that most men and women that's in that field and interfering in their Benjamin, the type of monies that they obtain, they're literally having them murdered. You'll be shocked and amazed that men and women have lost their life because the herbs are good for you. They can't make money with herbs. They make money with medicine. Medicine that they know does not help you. It will soothe you. It'll put Band-Aid on it, but it's not going to revive you or allow you to get rid of that illness. Because if you get rid of that illness, then there's no money to be made. COVID-19, where did it come from? Most of us don't know anything about COVID-19. But those mad scientists, those wicked minds, those diabolical minds, they've been doing this for years. And I, on the radio, was speaking about EG Institute. Do you know what they did to those men? Them men they called the Red Tail. You know what they did to those men? And they inflict these type of disease on us to see if it works. The same with the Native Indians. Now, you know when they get cold, they don't have too much blankets, so they come with blankets. Who don't want a blanket? But the blanket had a disease in it. And that disease allowed them to get sick and die. A lot of them died from the blanket. They wanted to die. You know, brothers and sisters, they were trying to kill Bob Marley. He was a great singer. And that man brought that music to America, and it became a phenomenon. Everybody liked Bob Marley. But he stayed in his country, up in the mountains, very difficult to come in Jamaica and kill that man. But this Caucasian, who was assassin, not just for the Bob, for America. Why? Because they don't want to say that America killed anyone. So they would send them. And they sent them in Cuba to kill Castro for a long time. But Castro was wise. He didn't trust nothing. And this same man said he lined his toothpaste with poison. But he couldn't get them because when he saw it, he wouldn't use it. Why? We was taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, Grand Paradise, he said, if you can't read it, the ingredients, do not touch it. You in doubt, go check it out. So we, too, and we're not the president of a country like Cuba. So they, he said he couldn't get him. And, of course, he died a natural death. Now his brother's dead. However, this same man said before he passed away, he said, I want God to forgive me for me killing Bob Marley. He said, I couldn't get to him, so I came up with the idea to go to his mountain and bring him a gift. What was that gift? Sneakers. Now, I can't tell you what brand, but it was sneakers. Now, every black man, most of important, most of any human being want a pair of sneakers on. It's comfortable. He said when he stuck his foot in there, he heard him groan. He knew he had them. What did he strike him with? Cancer. Wow. You can give cancer with a needle in a pair of sneakers? That's how he killed him. And he said he loved that man, but he got paid big money to get him. So if they're able to do that, what do you think they are doing to you? Out of ignorance, you don't have a clue. You are saying to me that we all of us, loved it, President Kennedy. My God, did we love that man. And he was a human being that did not want the war. That was a no-no. He was a human being that was trying to speak for the minorities, called what? The African American. He was a good president. Now, of course, he has his faults. We all have faults. But we liked him. But he made a big mistake. He tried his best to stop the Vietnam War. That was a no-no. And his vice president was a warmonger. He was put there because they knew Kennedy had to go. So some sniper from long distance shot him. And yes, he was dead. But they found out that was not true. The bullet that killed him came from under and shot up through him that killed him. Then they found out it had to be a CIA. The car next to him is the one who killed him. Why? He had to go. He was stopping money to stop the Vietnam War, because that's all it was about, to stop the Vietnam War, which was one of the worst disgraceful wars in the history of America. If you just go and look at the soldiers that came back all messed up, I mean, they had to do some horrendous things over there because they were fighting for our country. But when they came back out of their minds, and when they came back just mentally disturbed, no one cared, and most of it was black people. They didn't care. They couldn't get jobs. They couldn't get anything that they wanted, so they went out on skid row, most of them. Now, I'm not just here to talk about how they suffered, but the point is, how did this all happen? So you got to check the history, and you have to find out it is written that we will never be successful. Now, they can't stop our nature. They can't stop our motivation and determination. They can't stop the will of God. They want to do is to put you in neutral, where it's going to be very, very, very difficult for you to be free, a free spirit, a free man in the city. These are the things that they don't want us to be able to do. But we turned our back.
we don't care because we have that slavery mentality that we are not human. We are three-fifths of a human being. You may not say it, but you act just like it. You have men in El Islam, imams, who will tell you that we should never respect the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Who the hell is you? Who the hell is you that has done nothing, can't produce anything, can't go from one level to another, but because of your selfishness and because you make statements like that, it is a living proof. You're a curse. You got nothing, but you talk about a man that raised you. Because why do they say that, brothers and sisters? Because they get paid. You have to understand they get paid. That black man don't want to kill Johnny, but he gets $5,000 to kill Johnny. That other black, poor individual can make $5,000. But he just don't ask for five. He wants some coke. Coke that will cost him at least $2,000 of his five. So he wants coke and that five, and Johnny is dead. But why did he do it? Because of his self-gratification. That's murder. But they don't care because they want us to murder each other. Individual gets away. But when you are an individual walking this land, they pick you off because no one cares. Today, everything in the dark is coming to the light. Even Satan has no more shame. Isn't it amazing, brothers and sisters, that he is showing who he is? And he doesn't give a damn. So today we're talking about each other. Today we don't love each other. Today we're not united with each other. But yet we say in El Islam, Allah blesses who he pleases when he pleases. So if you go back and look over the history, just look over the history, and you realize a man decides to educate himself. He decided to create an institution. He didn't call it a university. He called it an institution, Booker T. Washington. Now, you know that's a great name, but most of you out there don't even know who Booker T. Washington is. White folks know who he is because Mussar is very modest. Before he and I have came together, I have learned, including myself, that I did not know the true substance of his great-grandpa. And his job was to maintain it and to allow it to evolve. However, white folks would like to hear about it. So white folks call him over here, over there, over here, over there. But we found out it's not happening in the black community. Why? Because if you knew that Booker T. Washington was a black man, I use those phrases because that is loose and you can comprehend that, create an institution to educate the best of the best and to take the black man and woman to evolve. Evolve in what? In being an entrepreneur, which is never taught in the school. But Booker T. Washington taught it. So you got schools named after Booker T. Washington. That's what they do. They put our names on buildings. They put our names on statues. But they always want you to know about who's dead. Because we can't go and talk to him. But they don't want you to promote the history. Because history repeats. Meaning, that if in fact that you had the same motivation, that you can take and step on Booker T. Washington's shoulder and go further. They allowing that to happen. That is not going to happen. So here is it that I teach all the time, that all the prophets, we are in the prophets, and the prophets are in us. But we can't be a prophet. We wasn't chosen to be a prophet. But that's not what Allah is saying. Allah sends these men to us, and so we don't lose the nature in which we was created. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, quote, dress my creation, human. Dress his creation. Now, if you leave it like that and believe in men, put on your beautiful dress of clothing. If you leave it like that and think that God is talking about the material substance of man, your shoes, your socks, your underclothes, your suits, the clothing that you wear, you can give it a culture because it's only is manifest through the individual who decide to take on that culture. It's okay. But that is not your nature. That's not what God is talking about, a dress with clothing. But it's the female's clothing or the man's clothing. He is saying, dress my creation, the mind that I've given you, which is a gift, and the spirit that I breathe into your father Adam in his nostril. Dress my creation and use your soul that I gave you to talk to you. So you don't have to worry about no one tricking and conning you. Do you talk to your soul? Because God put your soul there to talk. But here we learn this in Arabic. And we call it the Arabic Quran. But for some reason, it's not coming to fruition. So if it's not coming to fruition, how in the world is what you're saying has any merit with it? It has no validity to it. Why? You can't just speak and don't act. You got to go out and manifest it. Manifest your ability. Manifest why you created. Manifest that we are the Khalifa of the earth. But yet, Satan will plot amongst us. Brothers and sisters, the federal government, he is very intelligent, rightfully so, to protect his country. You are not going to be 30 million strong with a religion that 90% of the world don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're not going to grow up amongst them where they believe that you want to dominate. So they have to plant people amongst you. And they say, what do we like to look at? What do we gravitate to? Someone that talks like us, but better. Oh, they can quote that Quran. Oh, they can go into 20 different countries with 20 different dialects of Arabic. Not the Quran, Arabic. And they're so good at it that when they come to us, we fall heels over it. We love it because it's so near to the Quran. We believe that's the Quran talking to us. Brothers and sisters, when you see fire and you see men crying and you see men looking up in the air and you see men pointing to the stars and the sun and the moon, when they say, oh, Lord, oh, Allah, when you see that, that is paganism. What makes God up there? Why did you look up to dress God when he's close to you than your jugular vein? And surely your jugular vein is not in the sky. The stars is in the sky. The sun is in the sky. The moon is in the star. Then Ephraim, wherever you refer to him, you know who I'm talking about. He did the same thing. He submitted to the sun when it was rising. He submitted to the stars when it came out. He just submitted to the moon, whether it was a half a moon, a quarter of a moon, or a full moon. He submitted and he realized because they all set. And when they came settled and set, he knew God don't sell them and he doesn't set. And this is what's going on today in the Lesnar. We are not moving. We're standing still. We're not evolving because why? We are set. We are set in our way, even though the sun comes up religiously, it's not God. And because the night is lit up with the stars, that's not God. Because the moon looks so beautiful. Whoa, do the moon look beautiful. If you're in love with a wife, you say, if I can lasso that moon and bring it to you. That's good. Sounds good. But that's not Allah. That's his will, but that's not Allah. Allah gave you and me and every human being to be the ruler of this earth. We don't like each other. We don't like those who came before us. We don't like that they have a great name and you have none. So you start following Iblis without conscious and knowing so. Brothers and sisters, this is the day of Ramadan. We are living in the day of judgment. We are being tried to the strongest tribe that you ever could see. Surely you can go back to 1,400 years ago. You, that day, were some of the most unintelligent people on the face of the planet. Yes, they was. But Allah raised them up. He sent one from amongst them. He had to. Same way with Jesus. Allah sent one from amongst them. Same with Abraham. Allah sent one from amongst them. The same way with Moses. The same way with Lot. There was things going on, Solomon and Gomorrah, that we even see today. And Allah raised one up from amongst them. Noah, that was off the hook. Allah raised one up from amongst them. But we are so selfish in our mind. And we are so unintelligent that we don't have a clue that God raised one up from amongst us. Now, don't misconstrue what I'm getting ready to say to you. That all those messengers of God, because God has no prophets, all the messengers of God was a bill. The bill to the level that there will be the seal of the prophets. He had to build it in moderation. All these men that came, including Booker T. Washington, was just like the way Allah built the seal of the prophet. They came to instill in us and motivate us to be all we can be. Dr. King did the same thing. Dr. King, brothers and sisters, that man said, don't turn the other cheek. Now, we didn't accept that. But he proved that as humble as you was and allowed to be abused to show you who Satan is. For Satan will, on the weak, soon and easy, just like the umbrellas get high and go and kill you, there's no repercussion. That's easy. But take that same man and say, go kill Murad Muhammad. He said, you out your mind. No, well, I'll give you 10,000. No. 100,000. No. I'll give you 1 million. The reason he said, I can't kill Murad, because Murad is not an individual. He's a community. And someone will kill me. I don't want to die. I want to just get high and make some money. He's a mercenary. He's not a diehard. It's easy for a mercenary to go and kill little Bobby. There's no repercussion. To kill Miss Smith, there's no repercussion. To shoot in the neighborhood, drive-by shooting, there's no repercussion. There's no officer that's amongst the bluecoats. It's going to come out and get you. And they told, leave him alone. Leave that one that sits amongst us and he is the informer. He gets away with everything. The one that goes to jail and always come home, don't that tell you something? Why they don't give him 10, 20, 30 years? Because he's the informer. And they got to get him out. So they got to keep him working. Then you don't understand the leader. What makes him the leader that he can bring all these drugs and all these guns into an inner city as if they don't know? Somebody's turning their head. They're not turning their head. It is meant to be in your community so they can kill you. It stops them from trying to kill you with COVID-19. So they give you guns. I was talking to my wife and I said to her, I said, the guns they give them, why little Bobby and little Johnny and women are getting murdered, because the gun cannot shoot straight. If they want to kill somebody, they said, turn the gun a little bit to the right, and then it'll go straight. So these guns are supposed to be melted down and built over again. No, we can get rich. Send them into the ghetto. Give them these guns. Give them all these type of weapons. And you wonder why they ain't kicking their door in. Because they are informers. You wonder why the dope dealer can get along this well. Because why? They are informers. You wonder why someone can stand up and say the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is shirt. Because why? He gets paid. And the more he exposes that, the more he gets paid. And then you wonder why he's never got a job. Then he gets a job for maybe 6 months, but that's just a front. He's sitting in your mess kids. He's bowed his head amongst you, and my God, can he read and sound like he's an expert. But you never said, where did he go? He's in the same place he was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, but yet he's all over. He's here, he's there. He wants to be in charge. He moves over here. He moves over there. And then they get wives. You think they love those wives? No, they use those wives as a front. You got to have a front. You can't be an imam and don't have a wife. Oh, some of them don't even have wives. Some of them don't even walk with women. What kind of individual is that? But we don't look at the substance of the individual. Today, talk is cheap. You're not backing it up with your ability to perform in society. Then you wonder why our children won't gravitate to that, because they're smart enough to know, wait a minute, all the clothing, they took our gaiters away, our lizards away, they took our custom suits away and our bow ties and our ties, and we were sharp, moving fast right down to the modern day time, and today, we look like we come from another country. Ah, something is wrong. Something is wrong. And brothers and sisters, I'm not saying this, but just connect the dots. See, it's dingling out there, but you cannot connect the dots. Hajj. Hajj, brothers and sisters. That's the fifth pillar. You can't come in the Islam and take Shahada. Shahada take. I bear witness that there is no God but the, they don't know how to say Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. They don't have to say that. They don't have to say Prophet Muhammad, Salah, give him the salute. They don't have to say that. But you ask them and say, I bear witness that there is only but one God. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prophet, is the seal of the prophet. They don't have to say that because they repeat it behind you. Isn't that amazing? And they say that. However, what do it mean? What substance do they have behind it? Because when they find out later on, no one gives a damn about you. They don't care if you're sick. They don't care if you're ill. They don't care if you're broke. They don't care if you need help. Isn't that something? How do you come to a religion that says freedom, justice, and equality? Love self and kind. Do for self. One for all for one. Even Stephen. What do we miss it? Something is wrong today? What is it that we don't see that something is wrong? And that's Satan. Satan is supposed to be able to put you in neutral. Satan is supposed to make you think you are dead man walking. But yet you're alive. But you're dead. And you are repeating unproductive. You are repeating uneducated. You are repeating that you are not dressed in God's creation. So I intervene. And I speak about our female. You're not going nowhere if you don't get married. For when you decide to run through women and won't become one, that's your other half. You're half a man walking around, and you're not helping us. So we have to get married. And we have to get married as a community and cut all these schools of thoughts and this clothing. I'm going to close on this. Out of Hodge, go study it. Study how we kiss the black stone. Study how we love the Qibla. Study the Kaaba. Study the sacred home, Masjid al-Haram. Study the mountains that you run seven times back and forth. But none of that means anything if you don't go to Arafat. Why there, brothers and sisters? Because Allah wants you to put your culture back on. Because we all look alike. We have to unclothe as if we came here from the beginning. No eagles, no titles, and no clothes. Now we have to cover our privacy. We can't be naked. We ain't savages. Yes, years ago they went around a Kaaba, but naked. But I'm saying to you that America has altogether different culture. Just like Africa, just like Syria, just like India and Pakistan. All of them have a culture, rightfully so. So we can learn from each other. How is it that we that went 40 years and built our own culture because we didn't know about Africa? The water don't agree with us, the sun don't agree with us, and we've been away for 400 years and no one came to get us. So we created our own culture. You have left that culture and joined someone else's culture, and Allah says, put your culture back on. And you got someone else's culture. Don't you see how confused we are? And Satan is laughing. And that's why you don't love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad after what he did for 43 years. And after through his lawns and through the womb of Sister Clara Muhammad, Allah gave us one from amongst us to bring us back to our deen, al-fitra, the nature in which we created, to our soul and our spirit, and bring us back to our God conscious. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's my humble opinion. I thank you for listening, and I felt it was necessary to insert the light of understanding to just give you an inkling of daylight. And if, in fact, I said anything wrong that hurt you, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I'm not perfect. I can make mistakes, but I believe you got the point. But if I said anything, allow you to stand up in your spirit, your soul, your being, your future, your nature, which you was created, and stand up in your spirit, in your taqwa, your God conscious will be to Allah. Don't give me that credit. I don't ask for that credit. Yes, they call me Belly Man. They call me Doctor. I'm Murad Muhammad. And you ever see me, call me Murad. Because we call all our friends Murad. Do I sound like Imam Willis Imam? I have his spirit. I have his soul. I have his deen and his fitra. And I have the taqwa in which he has instilled in me. Get me behind me, Satan. I'm not going to let you take away the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is wudu, because he said he didn't come here to teach religion. He came to clean us up. And most of these men is filthy. Even if they're not getting high, they filthy. Even if they ain't breaking the law, they filthy. They're filthy in their actions with the women they married. It's all a gimmick for them to maintain whatever the government don't give them. Because if you don't produce and you're making 10,000, it'll cut you down to 5. If you don't produce, they'll cut you down to 1,000. If you don't produce, they'll cut you off. You got to come back and prove that you are a hazard to those who wants to grow in the inner city. That's my humble opinion. I greet you with the Arab language, and I always say I greet you from my father, Adam. I greet you from my father, the intellectual mind of all nationality, Ibrahim. And I greet you from Jesus Christ. And I greet you from Muhammad, the seal of the prophet. Peace and rest be upon him, the prophet, and his descendants and his companions. But study the uswa of Muhammad the prophet. Be kind. Be gentle. Be obedient. Be hospitable. Be charitable. Love all mankind. Tomorrow, inshallah, Dr. O, we call her Dorothy Kendall. So if you can't pronounce it, we say Dr. O. And you may hear repeats, but it's consistent. Allah repeats himself in the Quran over and over and over again. So you can get it. In her way of speaking, we are our own physician. Don't let doctors tell you what to do. Because a doctor don't know how sick you are unless you tell them. But get an opinion, 2 or 3, and then make your choice. Let no one person that could be your enemy, and then before you know it, you dead. You lose your sister. You lose your husband. You lose your brother. Yes, brothers and sisters, it is meant to literally kill us. And you think reefer was for our gain? Nah. Reefer is to make you sick in the brain. That's the number one trick out there outside of these vaccinations that you're being shot with. And then they call it the flu shot. Yeah, you threw. I don't know about flu, but you are through. You die instantly or long term of sickness. And they give it to our babies. I am Murad Muhammad. I was your host for a half an hour. And you heard me speak. And I'm going to talk about that some more because it didn't come out too clear about the man that marries a beautiful specimen of a woman. And we don't judge her body. We judge her obedience to God. Whether she a Christian, a Jew, or a Hindu, how she fears that there is one God. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening. I say a small dua for all of you who have died. May Allah forgive you, separate your faults from your goodness, and send you to a world that there's no sickness the hereafter. And I make a dua for those who have the virus. May Allah allow you to regain your health. And those who are trying to help those who are sick, and those who are trying to help those who are elderly, and those who are poor, may Allah reward you with barakats in this world and the hereafter. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. Peace and love. Thank you. Thank you for listening.